hangs above the Anfield Road, proclaiming legends in the afternoon sun. But patience wears thinner than the squad depth goes, and two short seasons count for absolutely nothing. They've sharpened axes where the scarf displays hung. Professor Slaughter's lost his lecture room, and McNulty writes the epitaph for us, a fall from grace that really had no tune. The pragmatism poisons every well. There is no story that the spin won't sell. Only the statues last forever, while managers are chewed and spat away. Bronze men upon their pedestals, watching mortals crumble in the clay. Oh, loyalty's a concept for the terror songs that nobody believes anymore. Just as the latest ghost walking out the door. Down on the motorway, the barriers weep. A winger's charged with something more than pace. The chemist's counsel that he couldn't keep has written failure on a public face. While Northampton are dancing through 11 tries, and Stormers crush the dreams of Cardiff Town, the rugby men are playing for their lives, but football eats its own and drags them down. Shanklin's booking flights to distant World Cups, while Steve Clark counts his headaches with a smile. But up at Anfield there's a different cup, the poison chalice in the manager's file. Irel awakes beside his telephone, the Bournemouth gaffer hears his number call. Another victim for the Anfield throne, another name to be professionally installed.
Go.